Chapter 1. Anything biting, mister? The man in the multi-pocketed fishing vest looked up.
Nope, slow night.
He played the line in the water before squinting at the kid beside him.
You're out late.
Fishing pier's open 24 hours.
Yeah, but you ain't fishing. And you're a bit young to be out here on your own at 1 in the morning.
The teen shrugged. I'm 18. The man laughed, reeling the line in a few yards.
No, you're not.
The youth was 16 at best, more likely less. There was enough light spilling from the nearly empty pier parking lot to make that crystal clear. The Sunshine Skyway Fishing Pier was actually two separate piers that ran along the western flank of the Sunshine Skyway Memorial Bridge. Situated at either end, the piers were the remnants of the approaches to the original bridge, which had been destroyed in 1980 when a freighter had struck a support during a sudden storm. High above the fishing piers, the four-mile expanse of the new bridge rose above Tampa Bay, connecting St. Petersburg to the north with the suburbs of Sarasota to the south. This southern span of the fishing pier was quite a ways from any residential areas. The fisherman eyed the kid.
How'd you get down here?
Bicycle. That's a cool tattoo. You in the army or something?
Retired.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your thank you. Now run along home.
Nah, it's boring there. What's in your ear? The man adjusted his fishing cap, adorned with a spare hook and several iron-on patches.
Earbud. I like to listen to audiobooks when I fish.
Unseen by the youth, the man dropped a hand to his side and waggled it in the direction of the nearby bait shack, a closed sign hanging across its door. What are you listening to?
Harry fucking Potter.
Really?
No.
A throat cleared behind them. Hey, kid. Your parents know you're down here. The fisherman turned and tipped his head in acknowledgement of the newcomer, a fit-looking young man in an orange reflective vest. The teen squared his bony shoulders. Who wants to know? A Florida State employee who's going to have the cops call your parents if you don't head on home. Okay, geez, I'm going. The kid grabbed his bicycle, which was leaning nearby. As he slung a leg over his bike, he paused, looking at the newcomer. You listen to audiobooks, too? Beat it. As the kid wheeled away toward the southeast, the fisherman reeled in his line. There was no bait on the hook.
Thanks, Baker. If that pipsqueak asked me one more question.
Handled it like a pro, angler,
a voice said over the earpieces. Both men heard it, the speech distorted by some form of voice changer. Baker snorted. Yeah, you had a real get-off-my-lawn vibe going there, Grandpa.
I'm 39, you drummed out bullet sponge.
Can the chatter. Target is 2.5 clicks out, just increased to 10 knots. Saddle up.
Roger,
the fisherman said to the air, hefting the rod and a nearby bait box. Handing the fishing gear to Baker, he crossed the parking lot beside the darkened bait shop, thumping the wall twice with his fist as he passed, before heading for a black Chevy Tahoe with tinted windows. Behind him, the door to the shop opened, and four figures moved smoothly toward the SUV. One was dressed in Florida casual, but the remaining trio were most decidedly not, their silhouettes black-clad and bulky in the dim light. 20 yards away, Baker tossed the fishing gear into the back of an official-looking Florida Department of Transportation pickup. A close inspection might reveal that the F-dot labels on its white flanks were magnetic decals, but at this hour of the morning, Baker wasn't worried. He hopped into the truck, putting it in gear and heading for the on-ramp that would lead to the southern bank of the bridge. 2 miles away, on the North Sunshine Skyway Fishing Pier, a similar truck would be making its way to the other side. The fisherman, call sign Angler, slid into the passenger side of the Tahoe and exchanged his fishing vest for a black tactical one, its pockets containing no jigs, hooks, or spare line. Instead, it was packed with spare magazines, electronics, and inset ballistic plates. Angler swung his legs outside the SUV to slide portions of a harness into place on his thighs before seating himself and closing the door. The other doors opened, and two men and a woman joined him, the man in plain clothes cramming into the rear.